Blog Talk Radio.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
In the Christian tradition, based on Acts 1:13, the upper room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e., the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15, and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion in the city of David, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch Hu stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers." It was thus the first church of the Nazarene, our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of Zion, what they be on? Distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Ra, say it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name. Ketamawi Hala Selassie, the first will reign. The opener of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering. It's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating. Stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room. We meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Look to the east for the coming of a black king.
Behold! Behold!
Christ in his kingly character. 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 One low brother man say Rasta. Who goes? It must be Jaja. Thank goodness I don't have to wonder. I know who he is forever. Christ in his kingly character. 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 His foundation is in the holy mountains. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of the Almighty. He's a living legend of this Iowa. Conquering lion of a tribe. in his kingly character. Christ in his kingly character. Christ in his kingly character. Christ in his kingly character. Many know the truth and hide it. Many feeling the vibes and try to avoid it. But the truth must be revealed. And oh my God, is real. Christ in his kingly character. 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 In his kingly character, Christ in his kingly character, Christ in his kingly character. 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 One low brother man say Rasta. Who goes it must be Jaja. Thank goodness I don't have to wonder. I know he is forever. Christ in his kingly character. 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 Help me look to the east. Help me see the King coming. Help me see the King coming. Oh, 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 yeah. Christ in his kingly character.
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lam natzei al hagittit le asaf.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
Uzenu. Harninu lelohim uzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
Lelohe Yaakov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, have satisfied, have satisfied, have satisfied, have satisfied, have satisfied. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Boko Yang Hamishi. It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81, and again it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ramnazeha Al Hagetit La Asaf Hanimu Lelohim Uze Havu Lelohe Yaakov Su Zenwa Utneto Tino Naim Evnave Tiku Vahore Shofa Bakese Reyo Hage Ki Kuf La Yisrael Ku Mishpot Lelohe Yaakov Edut Bihose Sam Bezit Alweet Mizraim Sefat Lo Yadati Eshma Hasivoti Misavel Shiku Kape Midu Tavona Bazara Kalata Vahalvet Inu Vasutra Vaam Echan Alme Mbiva Sela Shema Ame Veeda Ba Yisrael Im Tishmale Lo Yige Vu El Za Dilo Tishka Have Leel Neha Anoke Yahava Elohe Hamaal Neewe Midrayim Hachetu Va'amale Veloshama Ami Lakole Vinzeyer Lo Avale Eva Ashafi Bishweli Leba Yaku Bimboa Zote Lu Ami Shomea Li Israel Birwake Yahaleko Kimat Oeve Apnea Vai Zoe Ashiv Yadi Mazane Yahava Yaka Hashulo Vihe Ita Lolan Vaya Akile Nehale Heta Umizu Devash Asbeo
Up there in
Babylon. Psalm 14. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad, 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 shall be glad.
מזמור י"ד למנצח לדוד. אמר נבל בלבו, אין אלוהים. השחיתו, התעיבו עלילה, אין עושה טוב. אדוני משמיים השקיף על בני אדם, לראות היש משכיל, דורש את אלוהים. הכל שר יחדיו נאלחו, אין עושה טוב, אין גם אחד. הלא ידעו כל פועלי אבן, אוכלי עמי אכלו לחם, אדוני לא קראו. שם פחדו פחד, כי אלוהים בדור צדיק. עצת עני תבישו, כי אדוני מחסהו. מי ייתן מציון ישועת ישראל, בשוב אדוני שבות עמו, יגל יעקב, ישמח ישראל.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiop, are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study. Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat.
All right, let's speak a little bit on the Anshei Chayim. Who are the Anshei Chayim? So here in the second and third Aliyot, the third, second and third up offering readings for Shabbat Yitro. All right, let's speak a little bit on the Anshei Chayim. Who are the Anshei Chayim? So here... Who are the Anshei Chayim? So here in the second and third Aliyot, the third, second and third up offering readings for Shabbat Yitro. All right, let's speak a little bit on the Anshei Chayim. Who are the Anshei Chayim? So here in the second and third Aliyot, the third, second and third up offering readings for Shabbat Yitro, Sabbath, Jethro. We have a terminology called in the Hebrew the Anshei Chayim, right? Or the Anshei Chayim, or the men, it's translated as the men of power, right? The men of power, or in some cases is brought out even more like the men of ability, the men of ability. And I think if we're correct, we first find that mentioned, right? We first find that mentioned within HaTorah concerning the good Pharaoh, right? There was a good Pharaoh during the time of Yawasa, of Ayusuf, the time of Yosef, of Afnat Payank, right? Paneach, Paneach, the Ankh is there, Hebraically speaking, within the name that Yosef or Joseph was given by, we say, the good Pharaoh during the time of Yosef, as we have in the beginning of Shemot or Exodus, where it says, and there arose a king who did not know, right, who did not know Joseph. So the king who did know Joseph, okay, here it goes right here. We're in Genesis XLVII. That is Genesis 47, right, 47. And it is right around verse, this chapter right here, in the connection with Anshei Chayil. This phrase, it appears in Jethro's. Jethro gave counsel and advice to his son-in-law, right? Although Moses is not referred to as son-in-law, instead Yitro, whom this Torah portion is named after, is called Moses' father, right-in-law, or Moses' chotein, Moses' father-in-law. Now, when it said right over here, let's see if we can get this part right here, it was in the second and third Alio. It was when Jethro begins off verse 13 in Exodus 18, 13, it says, and it came to pass on the morrow, why he, mi machorat, and it came to pass on the morrow, why yeshev Moshe, that Moses sat lishpot to judge et ha'am. Moses sat to judge the people, why yeshev Moshe lishpot et ha'am, why ya emod ha'am, and the people stood al Moshe, stood like opposite in a sense of Moses, stood about Moses, al Moshe, or even in a sense it can be against Moses, mina ha bokera ad ha arev, right? From morning to even or evening. Wayarit, and he saw Wayarit Chotein Moshe, and Moses' Chotein, or speaking of Yitro, Jethro. So the Torah portion is Yitro, so concerning Jethro. Who is Jethro? And what is in the name Yitro? Right? Here, Moshe's father-in-law, also known as the Chotein Moshe, he saw Vayar Chotein Moshe, and Moses' father-in-law saw Eitakol La'asherhu Olse La'am, he saw all that he did to the people, Wayomer, and he said, Ma, Hadavar Hazeh, what is this thing, what is this Davar, Ma Hadabar Hazeh, what is the thing this, literally, what the thing, the Davar, now it's interesting, the beginning was Hadavar, and the Davar was with Elohim, and the Davar was Elohim. Here we have the word Davar, Hadavar, where in this sense it means what is the saying or what is the matter. Vayomer, Vayomer, Ma Hadavar Hazeh, Asher Ata Osel Am, Madua Ata Yosheva Le Vadeka, We call Ha'am Nitzav Aleka, Min Boker Ada Arev, from morning to evening, that they're standing about you. What is this thing that you're doing to the people? Why sittest thou thyself alone? Why are you sitting by yourself? Madua, that word madua, from the root to know, da'a, yada'a, yada'a, in this sense, madua, like almost like what to know, like cause me to know. Like I'm saying, I don't understand. It brings up that sense. But often it's translated as why, right? But cause me to know, like why, madua. Madua, ata, you male. Madua, ata, Yoshev, le vadeka, v'kol ha'am nitzav aleka, mina boker ada arev, from the morning to the evening. You're sitting by yourself and you're doing all of this. This was Moshe's regular, you could say, daily practice. All right, this was his daily practice. And some say even if this happened before the revelation on Har Sinai, on Mount Sinai, he would have to adjudicate civil disputes. You know, people got their issues. People got their, you know, like we have within the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, like the Complaints and Grievances Committee, like all their complaints and grievances that he sat to judge or to adjudicate all of their complaints and grievances before Moses, right? As before a king. This is why it says like he was king in Yeshurun, right? Yeshurun from Yasha, the upright. That Moses, right, as a king would adjudicate, you know, even from the Ethiopian Hebrew court, the Chilo, but in a sense, he was seated to judge. They waited until he finished transacting public business and discussing matters with the leading men. So he was discussing with the leading men, with the people, with others from morning, min boker, from the boker to the arev, right? Or some say the erev, from boker to erev, to the arev, to the dusk or the evening time. He was continuously occupied and preoccupied in dispensing justice single-handedly, in a single-handed judicial combat, right? But single-handedly, this is why the emphasis here, levadeka, or as you say, levado, concerning he who be, who he be, alone, right? But by himself, levadeka, by yourself you're doing it. You're doing this all by, this teaches that when a judge gives a just decision, although he spends 1 hour on the case, scripture imputes it to him as though he had occupied himself the whole day with it. Now, some reason on this, that even if he spends 1 hour on a case, right, even when a judge, a shofet, in that sense of the position of the shofet, or the danya, like the janhoi, right, gives a just decision, although he spent only 1 hour, right, upon that, one shah, right, se'at, right, upon the case, the scripture, the word, the davar, it imputes to him as though he has occupied himself the whole day with it. All that he did to the people. What did Moshe do to the people? What did Moshe do to the people that Jethro, whom this Torah portion is named after? Interestingly enough, we have a few Torah portions which are named after certain individuals, and this is one Torah portion named after Moses' father-in-law, who is called the Kohen Midian, the priest of Medina, or we say the Hebrew priest of Midian, right? He is the Chotain of Moshe. He is, you know, well, father-in-law, right? You know, and also we touch on like why, how it describes, right? That was an honor actually to him. It doesn't say that Moses was his son-in-law. Yes, he's his son-in-law, but it describes him as the father-in-law, right? From morning to evening, all that he did in keeping the people waiting from the boker until the erev for a decision or for their case to even be heard. He says, what is this thing? What is this thing that that thou doest? Ma hadavar hazeh. What is this thing that you're doing? Jethro, in a sense, reprimanded Moses. Some might interpret as maybe a disrespect to Ha'am, for the people, and letting them remain standing while he was sitting. Some seek to bring that out. That's possible. Right? Plausible? No, but it's possible. It's a point of reasoning. Right? Others, they retort that it is proper for the claimants to stand and for the judge to sit. So it's proper that the judge sits. And those, this is the ones and ones who can't stand in judgment. Like the wicked, the ratchet can't stand in the judgment. They have to stand. They have to stand while they testify, you know, whether they are, you know, if they're telling the truth or if they're telling lies. And you standing off in front of the judge, you know, within a solemn assembly, it might not be that possible for one to stand on their feet, especially some cases going on a while, you know what I mean? And a lot you can tell by one standing and are they able to stand. Like they say in court today, they say, well, you know, you have standing or you don't have standing or one is looking for standing, right? You have no standing. Right, in this case or in this court or in this proceeding, right? You can't really stand in the judgment, be cross-examined for what you claim, say, happened, right? We don't know how long the case is going to go on, whether it's, you might think it'll be a quick case, right? The judge asks you some question, he's seated, you standing there, you lying, not how long are you going to be able to stand the judgment. Some as that Yitro, he criticized Moshe for transacting alone all public business. Others say that it's more a matter of conduct. This is public business, public meaning people, the people business, ha'am, the Hebrew expression ha'am, the people, right, for transacting this all alone. Others remark that the consequence was that they who desired to consult him, some might just have one, I just want to ask a couple of things about, you know, everything that's been happening, you know, with the Hebrews and the B'nai Yisrael. A few questions I want to ask, but they had to wait because he is doing all this business alone, right? And so they had to wait maybe just to ask a question because he is, maybe there's a case going on right now. Maybe take an hour, maybe take 2 hours, maybe take a good part of the day. Sometimes, like, check around in certain courts in your area. How many cases can they adjudicate? Now they try to make it like a kind of assembly line, you know, make it like quick, fast and everything, you know? But if you really give time and care to decisions that are made, right, and keep things right and accurate, right? All things be done decently in an order. It might take a little while. You might only be able to maybe handle maybe one or two, you know, like some really serious court cases. Sometimes it takes some days, might take weeks. There might be a adjournment. More evidence has to be gotten, right? Now, Moses, that's part of it right there, right? Moses, he has a defense. He has his plausibility. At least Moses presents his reasoning, right? His reasoning when he is asked, right, concerning this, right? Why are you doing all of this by yourself alone, right? From morning, Moses said to his father-in-law, because the people come to me to inquire. They're coming to inquire of Elohim. So we have this right here where he says, Vayomer Moshe, Moses said, Lechotino, to his chotino, to his father-in-law, right? Said, ki, for, yavo, come, Eli, to I, ha, the people, as a corporate, we could say as a corporate body. So here it doesn't say, yavo, like they come, but yavo, like they come all as one. Yavo, Eli, to I, ha, the people, lidrosh, Elohim, to inquire, right, to inquire of Elohim. Moshe informed Jethro, that he had to discharge two functions. He's showing now his father-in-law, that he had to discharge. He was charged with discharging two functions. Ha'am, the people came to him to seek instruction in Elohim, the true good, the true God's will. Lidrosh Elohim. Now the word Drosh from Darash, where we get Midrash, right, and Darash said both in the Hebrew sense, it is interesting, very interesting, but also in the Royal Amharic sense. We have like Darash, you know, Dirsan, right, then here in the sense we have Drosh or Lidrosh, to Dirosh, to inquire Elohim, to inquire Elohim, to inquire of Elohim. So one Ha'am, the people, his vu, in them heart, his people, his vu, the people, came to him to seek instruction in Elohim's will. I will make them know the statutes. The what? The statutes. Chukei ha Elohim. Chukei, right? The hawk. Chukei ha Elohim. Of the true good, the true God. And when they have a matter. So he points out these two things. I will make them know the statutes of Elohim. Vehodaiti et chukei ha Elohim, to make them know the statutes or the hook, chukei of the Elohim. And when they have a matter, see that part right there? When they have a matter, when they have something that is wrong, something that is a matter. So these are the two functions that Moshe was discharging. Moshe told Yitro, Chotino, his father-in-law, that he alone, right, because the question was about why did he do these things, levadecha, like by himself alone, without help or assistance. Well, he told Yitro that he alone, all one, has a right to approach Elohim, right, Elohim, and to inquire of him. Remember, the nature and the revelation of Elohim was almost exclusively shown to him in a way unlike anyone else in that generation. Unlike anyone else in that generation. I'm talking about the patriarchs before, but anyone else in that generation. Right? So let's recognize. Aharon. Aaron, right? He would speak to Aaron, or Moshe would go to Elohim, because Moshe would inquire of Elohim, and even he would instruct Aaron, his brother, right? His brother, on what to do regarding this. Remember, Moses to Pharaoh with Elohim, and Aaron would be his Nabi, right? His prophet, or his mouth, his spokesperson, right? Moshe also, he was also expected to pray to Ha'Elohim, Le'Elohim, to true good, to true God, to heal as well, to heal any ailments or diseases, right? Most terrible diseases that befell Ha'am, that befell the people, Jah people, as well as judge or adjudicate their causes and instruct them in Ha'Elohim's laws. So he basically explained to his father-in-law. Remember, his father-in-law just had come forward with his wife and his wife's sons, as the scripture is very clear to bring out and emphasize, right? So what's the response here, right? At this particular, Moses' father-in-law in verse 17, right, said to him, the thing that thou doest, lo tov, is not good, lo tov, vayomer chotein Moshe layo. And Moses' father-in-law, His father-in-law said to him, Lo tov, lo tov, not good, or literally no good, no good, lo tov. Hadavar, the thing, the davar, the matter, hadavar. Asher, ata, oseh, that you oseh, that you do it. Ata, that you, male, the matter that you, male. Lo tov, hadavar, asher, ata, oseh, that you oseh, that you are doing, that you do. It's not good. The matter, right? The matter is not good. Now, some say, well, this is in Yitro's eyes, you know, because Yitro being the Kohen Midian, right, of Midian, the Midianites and his people and the other people that were related to his people, no doubt they had their ways of doing things, perhaps, you know what I mean? They were already a nation people. Yisrael is just right now in the embryonic state of being a nation. Here we call these Torah portions, the birth, right, of the true Israelite nation. Right here, so they might have their ways, you know, of doing things, right? So that lo tov is basically in the eyes of Yitro, whom this Torah portion is named after. Now, he gives some interesting and some say some very good advice. Let's go on. In verse 18, he says, Thou will surely wear away both thou, the eye, and this people, that with the eye, for this thing, this matter, too heavy for the eye, male. Thou, the eye, art not able to perform it thyself alone. So we, once again, get this emphasis. The key word emphasis here is alone, right? You're not unable to do this. It's a big man. It's a big people. I know now how many people were saying, how many people, what was it? I mean, what was the volume? You know, like when you call in some of these like government services and they say, oh, well, we have this many callers before you, this sort of wait, or you go into office and you see there's a lot of people there. And they say, well, who all here is serving? And you see one person sitting down at a desk up there, and you're like, oh my goodness, this is a big line here. You know, people standing on the line and waiting around and wondering what's going on and whether they'll be seen today, and maybe some people had to come back tomorrow, like, hey, you know, it's evening time, it's time for the, you know, for the mincha, you know, services, the erev, the evening services and everything, you know, because mincha is something more the afternoon to evening, but not, it's the evening worship time, right? Now, Moshe also having a role and responsibility in that. So when we talk about the different parts of the aspect of a civil or people's government or people's business, right? We have the judicial. How many branches of the government are there, right? And this is all like based on, in that sense, comes from, you know, the truth. But then, of course, among men and people, you know, it sometimes gets distorted in different ways. But we have the executive. So Moshe has executive functions, right? Moshe has judicial functions right here. It's clear. Moses sat judicial function. I mean, even that particular, learn to read the Hebrew hieroglyph of that seated position, right? We see a lot of that even from Mitzrayim. Let's overstand this, the context of the people. They've been there for a couple of hundred years. They were doing pretty good for couple of hundred years. Things turned bad a little bit later on. New government, you know, new suit and bait, what they call the, you know, the Egyptian kind of rulers and some of their vernaculars and dialects, but new suit jacket and tie. Could be the first Trump. Might as well be the last, but there's a whole new situation. Things turn back, you know, like people migrate to a place, things is wonderful for them. Then the native people say, hey, these people are taking our job. They're taking our job. They're taking over our stuff. I mean, whose country is this? You know what I mean? And then they start to persecute, you know, particular people that might have come into their country and all sort of kind of other things. Now, Moses has judicial functions. Just learned to read that Hebrew hieroglyph of him seated, right? There's a lot that can be read within that right there, his being seated to judge. Right, seated to judge the people's, you know, to judge the people's cases, as it says right here. It says, "Vayeshev Moshe lishpot et ha'am," that Moses sat to judge the people. So judicial functions. But then he also has legislative functions. Right, legislative functions. Right, we see even here where this or that was made a statute. Right, a chuk, a hawk, a chuk, a hukat. Right, hawk, right, within a singular masculine form, and a hukat in its feminine form. These different statutes, right, that are made, you know, and we can also, you know, look at the, you know, some of the details of it, but just generally speaking, legislative functions. But then he also has Levitical functions, right, or you could say the ceremonial functions, or some might want to call it religious, spiritual functions as well. And also with the healing, there's the medical, right, establishment, right, is there as well, all this being connected, you know, so we talk about the nine areas of people activity, so we're seeing that these functions, but yet and still, Yitro, from his observation and what he saw, right, he said, lo tov. And we are inclined, even if this is what he saw, his perspective, we are inclined, and seeing Moshe as well, inclined to agree, right? It's not good. He said, surely you will wear away. We're away, collapse like a withered leaf which falls off the tree. Your voice, Moshe, cannot be heard above the clamor of Ha'am, of the people, right? So what's interesting is connecting the Nabal with the Balal, Balal, Naval, Naval, Valal, Vanaval, Navalal, Balal, Nabal, Naval, Valal, right? And Balal means to confuse, to mix, Balal, right? Balal, right? He says both thou, see the word both, right? Both thou, it's interesting the word both. This includes Aharon, Hur, and also some say the 70 elders, the elders as well. And this is too heavy. This is too heavy. It's beyond thy strength and physical endurance. Not saying that these are not important functions, Moshe, but now you seeking to execute all of them, right? All one and at the same time. So he says, Navol Tivol, Navol Tivol, Navol Tivol, Navol Tivol, right? Surely you will wear yourself, Balele, right? We say in the Roman heart, the Belui, Belui. Right, Belui, like another link to Naval, Navol, Tibol, like to wear out. You're going to wear out, wearing and wearing out. Right, wearing, like wearing yourself and then being worn out. Like you're going to weary others and you're going to wear yourself out. Like Navol, Tibol, Gam, Ata, Gam, also, in the sense of both. Also, Gam, Ata, Ata, the Hebrew pronoun for you, masculine. Gam, Ata, Gam, Ha'am. Right, both are also you, the I, Gam, Ha'am. And the people, Hazeh, Hazeh, this people, Asher, Imak, Asher, who, this people, who, Asher, Imak, who are with the eye, Asher, Imak, ki, kaved, mimeka, ki, kaved, mimeka, ki, kaved, mimeka. It's too heavy for a heavy, right, or burdensome for you, hadavar, hadavar. The thing, the matter is heavy. The matter is kaved, kaved. Also the kaved, the kaved, kaved can also be the honor, glory, honor thy, you know, father and mother, the same root there, but also the sense of heavy, sense of seriousness, a sense of gravity. It's a very serious, it's a heavy, heavy load, Moshe, that you're carrying. Ki kaved mimeka hadavar, lo tukal esehu le vadeka. Thou, the I, are not able to perform it, to do it thyself, the I, self alone. Lo tukal esehu, right? Or esehu, esihu, esehu, esohu, esohu. You doing levadeka, alone, the I, thyself alone. So what is Yitro's advice? He says, hearken now to my voice. I will give thee counsel. And Elohim shall be with thee, I. Be thou, become being what thou become, be thou for the people to Elohim, or toward Elohim, that thou mayest bring the causes, right, the causes to Elohim. Ata. So here we have the Ata. So the Ata now, Ata, not to be confused with Ata, Ata, or Ata, Aleph, Tav, Hey. Here we have Ayin, Tav, Hey. Ata, now, Shema. Ata, Shema. Atashma, now hearken, hear. And the sense implied here is listen attentively, right? Even as your father-in-law, the Kohen Midian, right? Listen attentively with the implication to obey. Atashma, bikoli, to koli, to my call, call, koli, in my voice, to my voice or in my voice, by way of my voice, bikoli. I atzika, I atzika, I atzika, and I will give you advice. I'm a counselor of the eye. I will counsel. I'm counsel. I will counsel the eye. E atzika. I'm a counselor of the eye. I'm going to give you counsel. We he Elohim imak. And Elohim be, and Elohim be with the imak. As the Immanuel, Immanuel, Immanuel. That with us, Immanuel is El. Here he's saying that Elohim be with the eye. We he Elohim imak. Hey, yay. Hey, yay. Hey, yay. Be. Be, ata, the I. Hey, yay, ata, become, be, the I. Now, it's interesting when you look at the Haya, the word or the root in the Hebrew, Haya, and Yod, Hey, Wehe, Yahe, Wehe, and the Yahweh name. He says, hey, yay, hey, yay, hey, yay, ata, hey, yay, hata, hey, yay, hata, la'am. Be thou, become thou for the people, mulahai Elohim. Become thou for the people before or towards an Elohim word, as KJV has, Mul Ha Elohim, to the true Elohim, Ha Elohim, with Heveta Ata, and bring the eye, Z-he-ve-ta. W-he-be-ta. W-he-be-ta-ata. W-he-be-ta-ata. Et ha-devarim. The devarim, the words, the matter. So the word, this sentence in the Hebrew also can mean a matter, right? The word. It's a very, very interesting word. The context is very important. Bring to the Elohim. El ha Elohim. Brings out the causes. Now it's brought out as the causes. Elohim be with thee. I will give you advice, said Jethro, said Yitro, and consult Elohim whether it should be adopted. In other words, I'm going to give you my best advice and, you know, check with Elohim whether you should do it. Elohim will help you. When he's saying Elohim be with the eye, we he Elohim imak, right? Elohim will be with the eye and you will be relieved of this strain. Be the eye for the people before Elohim or Elohim word. So you go to Elohim for the people. Heye ata la'am mul ha'elohim. Heye hata la'am mul ha'elohim. Be the intermediary, right? The go-between, as it were, between Elohim and Ha'am and the people and Jah people. Be their intercessor before Elohim or toward Elohim. Carry it forward to Elohim. Almost like be the advocate for the people to Elohim. Bring down the causes or the hadavarim, the matters, right, the words, to the Elohim. Il ha Elohim. If they be too difficult to decide, bring the causes hadavarim to Elohim. And if you are in doubt concerning some particular matter, where heveta ta et ha devarim il ha Elohim, bring the causes, right, to Elohim. And thou, verse 20 here, so here we are at Exodus 18, verse 20, right, this is all just building up to who are the Anshei Chayim, right, the context of who are the Anshei Chayim, who are the Anshei Chayim, who are the men of power, the men of Chayim. Well, here in Exodus 18 and 20, it says, and thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shall shew them the way wherein they must walk, and the work, right, that they must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able, there we go, the able men, how KJV translates this, the able men, such as, given description what he means by Anshei Chayim, right, men as reverence, respect Elohim, men of truth, of the objective reality, men that hate covetousness, hating covetousness, and place these type of Anshei Chayim, these men of power, right, over them to be the rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of ten, and let them judge Ha'am at all seasons, and it shall be that every great matter they shall bring to the eye, but every small matter they shall judge, so that it shall be easier for the eye self, and they shall bear the burden. The burden's italicized, or they shall bear with thee. That's the more direct burden when you see those italicizations. Kind of trying to give the Western Gentile reader a sense, but if you read it without that, you get the more fuller sense, and they shall bear with thee. If thou shalt do this thing, and Elohim ha-Elohim command thee, then thou shalt be able to endure. And all this people shall also go to their place, v'shalom, shall go to their place, v'shalom, yavo v'shalom, shall go to their place in shalom, in peace. So he is to teach them. Teach them what? Teach them the positive and the negative precepts, right? The positive and the negative command, right? Some pseudo wannabe Egyptologist, black or white, right? Like Nye Bing says, you know, death to black and white down press, it not matter. You know, talk about, oh, woo, woo, the Ten Commandments were taken from the 42 so-called negative confessions of Ma'at, or actually more correctly, of Nebseni, you know? But then, okay, if it's the negative confession, the confession is not a command, and we have positive commands and negative commands. Right. In fact, in the more fuller fullness, right, the count has been counted to at least 613. Right. So that's a lot much more than 42, ain't it? Right. But there's positive, even from the 10 words called the 10 commands, there's the positive and there's the negative precepts. So if you talk about negative confession, that's not a command. A confession, if I confess something, what am I commanding? I'm commanding nothing. I'm just confessing something. They confuse the people with confusion. But the positive and the negative precepts, you shall teach them. To instruct the people in Elohim's laws, his direction, instructions, his teaching, was Moshe's responsibility. And Moses is the quintessential, right, within the context here moving forward, the type of, we say, pastor and the type of shepherd. He's a shepherd. He's a pastor. People often say the lawgiver, so forth and so on. Yes, but we see that still they're pastoring and they're shepherding, even here in this particular scene, judicially here, conflict management. Right? The positive and the negative precepts. right? Moses' responsibility, right? That which he could not delegate to others. Now, he could not delegate this to others, but the judging of civil disputes might be done by judges that are appointed for the purpose. But in the context here, that had to be prepared before they even appointed. You know, people often say, like, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? The first thing you have to be prepared to do something. It's not just what can you do? I must be able to do something. You know, just having people just doing busy and then with nothing activity, right? Instead, they have to be prepared even for the appointment, right? But there's a qualification. We see a qualification coming forward, which says, thou shalt provide. Thou shalt provide, right? Thou shalt do what? You shall provide out of the people able men. Able men. Va'ata, or wa'ata, te cheze, mi kol ha'am, anshe chayil, moreover, the I, and the I, the ata, we're an ata, the I male, we're ata, te cheze. Now, interesting this word, techeze. It comes from the chaza, like to see, but to see in a vision. To see in a visionary way, we say, the chazon of Yohanan, the revelation, what he saw, the chazon, right? We have the word, Jose, and that means like a seer. Mm-hmm. A seer is one who sees visions, right? So it's interesting that the term in the English is provide, could provide in the etymology of the English means to see before. Pro before vida, weeda, winnie wiki weeda, vinnie vicky vida, winnie wiki weeda. I conquered, you know, that's what they say Julius Caesar said, but the word vida, he saw weeda, wiki, like Wikipedia, conquer. But here we have the word weeda or vida, like video, right? So pro vida, right? To see beforehand. So thou shalt provide. With anta techeze. You shall see to it, right? With the prophetic eye. The root of this verb is derived from Jose, the seer, a seer. Moshe was to select the man as directed by his prophetic spirit, by the prophetic, the spirit of prophecy, by the Ruach, right, by the Holy Spirit, not just on any other basis. So some of this is, when you read in the English, you think like, it just, you know, what does it mean by able men? Even though he gives a description of the qualification of able men. The able men are the Anshe Chayil. The Anshe Chayil are the able, or the men of ability, right? The men of ability. He's the harta, the harukim, where da ita lahem et ha dereka yelchu baha et ha ma'ese asher ya'esun. And thou shalt teach them the statutes and the laws, and shalt show them the way wherein they must walk. To show them the way, that to cause them to know the way in which they must walk, the trod, right? Eta ha derek yelku, to halaka, yalaka, leka, right? To walk. Baha, in her, with et ha ma'ise, and to do the work, and the work ha ma'ise, and the work with et ha ma'ise, and the work asha ya'isun, that they must be doing, that they must be about. Wa'ata, and the I, te cheze, and you shall provide, or see to it with the eye of the vision, right? The eye of the vision, be called from hall ha'am, anshe chayim. Able men. Now the phrase, Anshe Chayil, what does it signify? Some interpret this as men of wealth, Chayil, right? As Chayil also in the connotative sense can also refer to power. Some people look at their wealth as being Chayil, power. Also Chayil is a term that's used even in Latin Hebrew and elsewhere for power in the sense of like war or army, right? Chayil, right? But coming to the root of it, it's basically power. It's linked even the Chayil with the Ayel, Chayil, Ayel, Ayele, contracted to the El, where we get the root of Elohim, right? So it kind of branches in, we could say, two directions in the world, Amharic and Ethiopic, to Chayil, as we have in the name, the Hashem of Chayil, Kedemari, Chayil, Selassie, the power of, right? And then we also have the Chayil, Ayel, Ayele, Ayel, El, and the El, the true good, the true God, right? So these are men of ability, right? Men of ability, men of power, men who are able. So the sense of power is interesting, right? The sense of power. Now, this reminds me of right here where we have with Joseph right here where in chapter 47 and 3, well, it begins off in 47:3 when Pharaoh, the good Pharaoh of Joseph, had asked Joseph's brethren, like, what's your business? What's your occupation? You know, what do you do? You know, ma is Shechem, like, what's your ma is Shechem? What is your walk? Right? And then scrolling forward, Joseph is told by Paro, by the good Pharaoh of Joseph's time, and if thou knowest any able men among them, make them rulers over my cattle. And if you know, it says, Avayim yada'ita v'yesh bam anshe chayim v'samtam sare mikne al asher li. He says, and if thou knowest any able men, v'im, and if yada'ita that I knowest, right, v'yesh bam, and amongst, and those who exist amongst them, v'yesh, v'yesh, those who be, bam, in them, anshe chayim, those who be amongst them, men of chayim, or men of ability, men of power, anshe chayim, right, with some tam, to like make them, or to place them, like to appoint them, sare, like rulers, sare, mikneh, of cattle, mikneh, right, not of sheep, but the mikneh, right, like as we see in ancient Mitzrayim, you know, a great emphasis on the cattle, the bull, the horn, this and that. You know, we learn to read the sign language. Sare mikne al ashali, right? For my cattle. So here we find the same phrase of anshe chayim with the good Pharaoh of Yosef's, of Joseph's time. And now the same idea repeats itself here. That was in Exodus chapter, that was Genesis chapter 47. That was 47, Genesis 47, verse 6, right? The last part of verse 6, the able men. If you know any able men or men of ability. So what's the qualification of these men of ability, these anshe chayim? These are men who will dispense justice without favor. So when we look at the chayim sense, it's both men of power, right? Which means that if it needs to be warriors, right, they can muster up, you know, they have other men, right, who are within their employ and service. They might have wealth. Also another term, another way of expressing the chayim, right? But now the further qualifications are pointed out by the choten of Moshe, right? Moshe's choteno, Moses' father-in-law, who will dispense justice without fear or favor, without favor, favoritism, partiality, or without fear. Men of great physical strength is also implied. Physical strength, no doubt they have strength within themselves. They have strength in also their physical, what they possess, wealth, and other things, you know, so they can even apply themselves, you know, to this particular task. Men of great physical strength, able to stand the strain of their office, because such an office, right, this is where we get the link right here with the shoftim and the shotarim. The shoftim, the judges, and the shotarim, the officers, or the scribes, those who also will take note, right? Another very important aspect here is record keeping and taking notes. Men with powers of leadership, they have the powers and ability of leading even other men, which is a very challenging and difficult task, especially in the right way in Yahweh. That was to be the one overriding characteristic. But in addition, they must possess the virtues that are enumerated. So what's the first virtue? Yirei Elohim. That have the true faith of in, and because of the true good, the true God, Elohim. Those who respect, who reverence. KJV, in other Bibles, say fear, but we get into this word, yirat, the root, like the fear, yirat Elohim. The fear of Elohim is like saying the true religion, in that sense, have that respect, that reverence. The yirei Elohim, the Elohim, have a yirei, the respect of Elohim. Anshe emet, men of emet, men of truth, men of the objective reality, not the subjective, you know, feelings, emotion, but they can see things objectively. They can speak objectively and not afraid of fear or favor. Speak and act objectively. The voice of justice. Anshe Amet. Sone Vatsa. Vatsa is hating unjust gain. Hating the Vatsa. Hating Vatsa. Sone Vatsa. Hating, it says in KJV, covetousness. or hating unjust gain, with samta elehim, with samta or visamta. Therefore, you shall siyume sam. You shall appoint them, right? You shall appoint them with samta elehim, right? You shall like a place such over them, sare elasim, sare meot, sare chemishim, with sare sarot. So over thousands, over hundreds, over fifties, over ten, the sare, and let them judge the people at all seasons. So it's looking over the additional characteristics or mitot in that sense, character and deeds. They must have a reverence of Elohim, Yerei Elohim. They must be anshei emet, right? Men of truth, men who inspire confidence and whose word is trusted upon and trusted in. See, firstly, they Yerei Elohim, they must respect, reverence Elohim, and not to respect or respect their fellow men. What they do is they honor, as it says, to honor the brotherhood. They honor, of course. There's that honor. But they do not have that fear and favor in that sense, because they're anshei emet. They're men who inspire confidence. You might not like the voice of truth that speaks from them if it speaks against your wantonness, but if there's any truth in you, you recognize it is true. Hating covetousness, this is the sense of bride, the sone vatsa, the sone vatsa, right? That they hate, they are haters of vatsa, of unjust gain. They're haters of vatsa, which translates covetousness. They do not love their property to such an extent that they only pay what is due from them under a judgment of the court. As the Rebbeinat, right, had remarked, a man is not fit to act as a judge from whom payment can only be obtained by a lawsuit. Once again, the ancient sages and some of the Rebbeinat have also kept this, you know, in communication down to the ages, that a man is not fit to act as a shofet or adanya, a judge, from whom payment can only be obtained by a lawsuit. Like, you have to take the person to court. You have to reason with them and say, listen, okay, I'll cut down a little what you owe me, but I need some of that back because, you know, I gave that to you on the good, but you're going, okay, we can't pay it all. And they're like, no, I don't, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, man, I'm going to have to take the person to court. And then begrudgingly, right, do you get that payment? They are not fit, right? They're not qualified, right? The fittest of the fit, they are not. They, right, they must be popularly known in the populace among the people to have this qualification. They have to, you know, we know someone like, you know, that person can't be bribed. That person, you can't, you know, bribe them like that. That person right there, you know, they'll pay it even if it hurts them or so forth. So they just do it, get it out the way. They're just like that. People know about their good character, right? Men who hate down pressure. They hate down pressure. They just don't dislike it. They don't just try to avoid it, but they hate it. They hate it enough that if time and opportunity exists, they will act against it. That's how much they hate down pressure. And are eager to secure the rights of the down press. Only these can be the sarim, the rulers, the sars, right? The sare, elafim, sare of thousands. These numbered, some say 600, since there was 600,000 men that came in Mitzrayim. 600,000 men, so there must have been about 600 of them, right? And the other officers in the same proportion relative to, you know, when we see the numbering and then we see, you know, what this order is, right? This is the basic, some call it the basic military order, right? Where you have like a major, right? You have a major, you have a lieutenant, you have a sergeant, and you have corporal, basically. There's thousands, hundreds, fifties or fifties and tens. So the meaning is that they are to be appointed as rulers who possess a 1,000 servants or paid servants or otherwise household servants, and the actual number, right, was 12. Others get into some of that particular mathematics right there. But just moving on, just to complete this right here at the 2223, right, at all seasons. Officers, these are officers now, the sarim. These are officers. Officers will then be available to the people at any time, at any hour. People need it in any region, right? There's justice right there. It's like in some places and neighborhoods, you know, like, it reminds me of how, like, when they settled this country in certain parts of the country, they put up fortresses or forts, and even we have precincts in certain areas, depends on where the areas are. So ones have access, you know, to justice, right? You know, the justice of the people. Now, I'm not talking about the particular regions in Babylon, because Babylon by Babylon, come out of Babylon, my people. But officers will then be available, right, to the people, of the people, for the people, by the people, at any time, at any hour. Every great matter, if there's some big thing I go on, right? They bring it to the eye, bring it to motion, right? It's like taking things to the highest court or taking things to the Supreme Court. If it proves too hard for the Supreme Court still can bring it lifnei ha'elohim before the true good, the true God, before ha'elohim, right? Can bring it before the Elohim. Make it easier, right? To the end that it will lighten the burden, right? This burden off of you. Now, what's interesting right here, we notice in the KJV, you know, for the italics, and then we look at the actual Hebrew right here. Let's just get a little read on the Hebrew and let them judge the people at all seasons. Where shaftu et ha'am, the call eight, at all eight, at all season. We're higher, and it shall be. We're higher, v'higher, call ha'davar ha'gadol yaviu eleka. And it shall be that every great davar, every great, you know, word, call ha'davar, every davar, word, matter, ha'gadol, that's very big, very important, yaviu eleka. They will bring it to the eye. We call ha-davar ha-katon, and every smaller katon ha-katon, every small davar, and we call ha-davar ha-katon, yishpetu ha-hein, that they themselves, or judging, they judging ha-hein, they judging themselves, or they themselves will judge. V'ha-kel may aleika, so that they make it easier, right, so that it shall be easier. Right, with hakel may aleka, right, so that it shall be easier for aleka, for the eye, with nasu itach, and bear, nasu, and bear, like bearing something, like, you know, helping them, like, to lift something, ve nasu itach, right, and bear with the eye. The word burden is not there, it says, and to bear with the eye. Literally, it's to bear with the eye. People often insert burden there, but really to bear with the eye. To bear with the eye. To the end and the fulfillment that it will lighten, right, the overall weight, the overall burden. But burden is not overtly mentioned. As you can see, the King James Version has it italicized. Bring it right here, 23, verse 23. If thou shalt do this thing, and Elohim command thee, so then thou shalt be able to endure, and all these people shall also go to their place in peace. A very, very important word. Very, very important word, all right? This is a very, very important word that we have right here, right? As this is the last verse before we get to the Shalishi, the third Aliyah, picking up at verse 24 at Exodus 18, 24, the third. So here's like the conclusion right here of the second Aliyah, right? The second reading, we say in the second day when we eat that loaf of bread, right? Because that loaf of bread, that bread, and the 7 days, the seven aliyot. So for the second day of the second reading, we have this right here. Im et ha-davar hazeh ta'iseh v'tziwak, or v'tziwuka Elohim, v'yakalta emoda v'gam kol ha'am hazeh al me'omo yavo v'shalom. And if thou do this thing, im etta davar, if you do this davar, this word davar, im etta hadavar hazeh, this word ta'ise, if you do this thing, with siuka, and commands the eye Elohim, with siuka, and Elohim commands you, the true good, the true God commands you, with ya kalta imod. Then thou shall be able, v'yakalta imod. You'll be able in sense, oh, it's like you'll be able to endure, but the sense here is only you'll be able to stand. You'll be able to stand it, to endure it in that sense. V'gam, v'gam, and also ha'am hazeh, this people, ala mikomo, to their makom, or to their place, mikomo, right, to its place. This people, to its place, Yavo, they, here it says, he will go. So speaking about the people here as one corporate entity, right, one corporate entity, as one man in that sense. Al Mikomo, right, upon or to his place, Yavo, he go, B'Shalom, in peace. The people will be able to go to their place, right, in peace, or to his place. So looking at Israel, one corporate, that corporate entity, that corporate man right there, Moshe, in a sense, representing the head, right, and getting the head together, and those who will cooperate with the head for the good of the corporate body. And then we have a short aliyah, right, at the third Aliyah, and it says in verse 25, right, that Moses chose able men. He chose able men. Vayivchar Moshe anshei chayim, right, out of all Israel, mikolei Yisrael. And he made them rashes, right, heads, rashim, right, over the people, sars or sarei, elafim, over thousand sars, rulers over thousands, sarei meot, rulers over hundreds, sarei chemishim, rulers over 50, v'sarei esarot, and rulers over tens. And it says, and they judged the people at all season, hard causes they brought to Moshe, every small matter they judged themselves, and Moshe let his father-in-law, his chotano depart, and he went his way into his own land. Why shalach Moshe et chotano? Why yelek lau il arso? And he returned to his land. So we see the able men on Shechayim. Moses, some say, was not able to find men possessing, some say all, right, possessing all the characteristics enumerated by Jethro, and was compelled to appoint men with this one qualification, ability. Moshe selected, it says, men whose qualification was discernible by the human eye. But as for such as Yirei Elohim, that reverence or respect Elohim, some say that that would be known to him alone. So here it said that Moses did act on his father-in-law's advice, his word, his voice, his advice, and this is concerning the men of Chayil. Of Chayil, the
If tomorrow is Judgment Day,
original justice man, champion song,
when I'm standing on the front line, when the Lord asks me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jaja, you know I'll kill them for you, I'll kill them for you, I'll kill them for you.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the
confused. No one's looking at the roots and soil and rocks and shoots, not to mention fruits. Love is selfish and the jokes and do your truth. Too dark perfect, your vanity is worthless. Oh, the running, the spiritual, the surface. Can you buy your life? All money is just curses. And I can always eat Bible verses. Heavy as lead, a world heavy as lead. Come rest your head, my yoke is light, he said. Heavy as lead, my world heavy as lead. Die. Wicked men cry, wisdom is fear. A father Adonai, known to Ionai, Isaiah, Selassie, Jarastafari, Mark the Divine. He's on the throne of David, no one else can ever claim it. Is the real repatriated, come to Abba elated, don't need to go inflated, inherit this earth he created. He say, a humble life, a priceless way, and we have the amazing. As lead, the world that be as laid. Come rest your head, my yoke is light. Heavy as lead, my world that be as laid. Come rest your head, my yoke is light.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. To carry the love, heavy, heavy load. Whoa.
rumor situation that is spreading across the nation. Trying to dim the light, been precious.
Worship his God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because while some... If the white man has the idea of a white God, let him worship his God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because whilst our God has no color, and yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles, and since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. We believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, and we shall worship him through the spectacles of Ethiopia. Do you know what it is to be a man? To be a man is to bear resemblance of the Creator.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. An exalted power to the lion. To the lion. To the lion. To the lion. In his divine being to the kings of Israel. Divine being to the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. And at times, to God. And at times, to God. And at times, to God himself. Himself. Himself.
Today's daily song, we have song, we have... Mazmur Asrafo, Bekinif Asrara Lamazamran Aleka Yedawit Mazmur Sanaf Balibu አምላክ የለም በሰራቸው ረከ ወሰቆሉ በጎ ነገርን የሚሰራ የለም የሚያስተውል እግዚአብሔርንም የሚፈልግ እንዳለ ያይዘን እግዚአብሔር ከሰማይ የሰው ልጆችን ተመለከተ ሁሉ አመጹ ባንድነትም ረከሱ በጎ ነገርን የሚሰራ የለም አንድስ እንኳን የለም ጉሮሯቸው የተከፈተ መቃብር ነው በመናፋቸው ሸነገሉ ከከንፈራቸው በታች እባብ መርዛል አፋቸው መርገምንና መራራን ከመልቷል ደምን ለማፍሰስ እግራቸው ፈጣን ጥፋትና ጉስቁልና በመንገዳቸው አለ የሰላምን መንገድ አላወቁትም እግዚአብሔርን መፍራት ባይናቸው ፊት የለም ህዝቤን እንደ እንጀራ የሚበሉ ኃጢአት የሚሰሩ ሁሉ በእውኑ አያውቁምን እግዚአብሔርንም አይጠሩትም በዚያ በታላቅ ፍርሃት እጅግ ፈሩ እግዚአብሔር በጻድቃን ትውልድ ዘንድ ነው የድሆችን ምክር አፋፈራቸው እግዚአብሔር ግን ተስፋቸው ከጽዮን መድኃኒትን ለእስራኤል ማን ይሰጣል እግዚአብሔር የሕዝቡን ምርኮ በመለሰ ጊዜ ያዕቆብ ደስ ይለዋል እስራኤልም ሐሴት ያደርጋል
Psalm 14 The fool hath said in his heart, There is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread? Call not upon the Lord. There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad.
መዝሙር 13 በቅንፍ 14 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር ሰነፍ በልቡ አምላክ የለም ይላል በሥራቸው ረከሱ ወሰቆሉ በጎ ነገርን የሚሰራ የለም የሚያስተውል እግዚአብሔርንም የሚፈልግ እንዳለ ያይዘን እግዚአብሔር ከሰማይ የሰው ልጆችን ተመለከተ ሁሉ አመጹ ባንድነትም ረከሱ በጎ ነገርን የሚሰራ የለም አንድ ስንኳ የለም ጉሮሯቸው የተከፈተ መቃብር ነው በመላሳቸው ሸነገሉ ከከንፈራቸው በታች እባብ መርዝ አለ አፋቸው መርገምንና መራራን ተሞልቷል ደምን ለማፍሰስ እግራቸው ፈጣን ነው ጥፋትና ጉስቁልና በመንገዳቸው አለ የሰላምን መንገድ አላወቁትምና እግዚአብሔርን መፍራት ባይናቸው ፊት የለም ሕዝቤን እንደ እንጀራ የሚበሉ ኃጢአት የሚሰሩ ሁሉ በእውኑ አያውቁምን እግዚአብሔርንም አይጠሩትም በዚያ በታላቅ ፍርሃት እጅግ ፈሩ እግዚአብሔር በጻድቃን ትውልድ ዘንድ ነውና የድሆችን ምክር አሳፈራቸው እግዚአብሔር ግን ተስፋቸው ነው ከጽዮን መድኃኒትን ለእስራኤል ማን ይሰጣል እግዚአብሔር የሕዝቡን ምርኮ በመለሰ ጊዜ ያዕቆብ ደስ ይለዋል እስራኤልም ሐሴት
እስራኤልም ሐሴት እስራኤልም ሐሴት እስራኤልም ሐሴት እስራኤልም ሐሴት እስራኤልም ሐሴት እስራኤልም ሐሴት እስራኤልም ሐሴት እስራኤልም ሐሴት እስራኤልም ሐሴት እስራኤልም ሐሴት እስራኤልም ሐሴት እስራኤልም ሐሴት እስራኤልም
ሐሴት Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
Ha Hu Hu Ha He Hu Ho Ne Lu Li Na Ne Ne Lo Ha Hu Hi Ha He Hu Ho
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemgashwe, Ethiopia Menosh. You know? But who want the next verse with Amaric? But who want the next verse with Amaric?
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth.
Salamta, Tena, Yist, Aling. Greetings, Wondermoch. Hitoch, Natoch. Greetings, brothers, sisters, and others. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, is Psalm 14, Mizmore Dawit, Asara Arat. Let's take note, Asara Sost, and in the Metzaf Kedus of Negus Neges, the Book of the Seven Seals, Beginfo Twist, in the parentheses, we have 14. So in the earlier numbering, there's an interesting note with the numbering that we have noted. So in the earlier, this is Psalm 13 in the Royal Amharic Bible, but it has in the parentheses 14. So we have today's daily psalm according to the Royal Order, and comparing and contrasting with the KJV, the King James Version, side by side with the HSV, the Haile Selassie Version, the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, we have today's daily psalm. Its theme, Yesoach Kafat, the corruption of people, the corruption of men. So the corruption of men and people are the evil, Kafat, Yesoach. Yesoach Kafat, the folly, the wickedness and the folly of men and people. Seeing the corrupt world here, today's daily psalm, Lemezem Rana Leka, to chief musician, Yedawit Mezmor, to chief musician, a psalm of David. Now, as we have noted before with the Hebrew Masoretic from the Sefer Tehillim, also needs to be noted right here that today's daily psalm is also repeated with some variants in Mezmor Hamsa Source, or Psalm 53. So today's daily psalm, Psalm 14, is repeated in Psalm 53 with some variants and variation. Now, here in the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrew, Psalm 14, in the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, as well as in the LXX, the Septuagint, there are additional verses, interestingly enough, that we also find to be repeated within the Pistol to the Romans by Huario Paulos, Paul. This means that Paul, in the Epistle to the Romans, the copy that he was reading or familiar with was similar and likened to the Royal Amharic, more so than the Masoretic Hebrew here, because the Hebrew does not have these verses. So when we get to verse 3, right, verse 3 of today's daily psalm, there are additional verses. There are three additional verses, at least three additional verses. So the traditional numbering of today's daily psalm, Psalm 14, the traditional numbering is seven verses. But there are three additional verses bringing us to 10 verses. So with the compare and contrast today, we'd like to go verse by verse and just to bring out these similarities as well as the additional verses, right? Just getting a basic foundation right here. So here, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order and from the Book of the Seven Seals, or the Authorized, Revised, and Amharic Bible of Yehuda Moa Anbesa, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, of Germawi, Haile Selassie. Here, Mekai and I ride up. Today's daily psalm themed Yesoach Kafat, the wickedness, Kafat, the folly, the wickedness, the ratchetness, Yesoach of men, Yesoach of men and people, Yesoach Kafat. Lemezamarana lekaya Dawit Mezmor. So Mekai and I ride up. Mekai and I begin. Besama'ab, Wewelid, Wemenfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one source, in Jamralen, we begin. Kuter and. Senef Belibu, Amlak Yelem Yilal, Besaracho Rekasu, Guesu Quello, Begone Karenye Misera Yelem, The fool has said in his heart, there is no source, there is no God. Senef belibu, amlak yelem yelam. They are corrupt, they have done abominable works. Desaracho rekesu guasuquello. There is none that doeth good. Bego negrin yemisera yelen. Bego negrin yemisera, one who does. Bego, a generous, a truly generous, a truly charitable thing. Bego, good. It's another word for good in the Royal Amharic. Bego, but the context is very, very interesting. We compare the context here with the word begu. Begu or beg. Beg is lamb, begu, the lamb. But here we have bego. Bego negrin. What kind of thing? Matter, negrin. Bego, a truly good thing, a truly generous, a truly charitable thing. This word is used often in a connection with good in the sense of charity. Bego negrin yemisera, 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 yemisera yelem. One who does, yelem. There is not. Kuter hulet. Verse 2. Yemiastuul egziavihirinim yemifelig indale yaizen egziavihir kasamai yesolijo china temelekata egziavihir sustainer. The good, the generous Ab Father looked down from heaven upon the children of men, upon the sons of men, to see if there were any that did understand, that did have an understanding, an understanding, even overstand, that did understand and seek Ekaziyavihar, a sustainer. The good, the generous Ab. Yemi yas tuul, egziavi harinim, yemi felig indale, yaizen, egziavi harikar samai, yesoli jochin temelekata, kasamai, yesol, lijochin, the children of humanity, temelekata, temelekatu, pay attention, temelekata, he looked. He discerned, he paid attention to them. Pay attention. He paid attention. Ekziyavi paid attention from heaven to and upon the children of humanity to see if there was any that did understand. Kuter source, verse 3. Hulu ametzu. Hulu ametsu, ametsu, hulu ametsu, tandinetim rekesu, bego negrin yemisera yelem, andesinkwa yelem. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Hulu ametsu. Ametzu, hulu ametzu, ametzu. They all have rebelled. All have rebelled, become lawless. Ba'andinetim, andinet in unity. Ba'andinetim in unity. Rekesu, rekesu. They become filthy. They become filthy in unity. They united. They are united in their filthiness. They are united in their uselessness. They have all together, behind the net. Interesting sense here. People talk about getting together, becoming one, unity. But they are united in filthiness. They are, all of them are lawless. Hulu, ametsu. They all have rebelled. Hulu, hulu, all ametsu, rebelled. The andinetim, and in oneness, in being andinet, united, rekesu. They're devalued. They're cheap. They're filthy. Bego negrinye misterayelem. And that which is truly good and charitable, none does. Andim. And one sinqua, even one yellem. There's not even one. Andim sinqua yellem. Andim sinqua yellem. Now, here we come to this third verse right here. All right, when we come to the third verse right here, we notice that this is where the additional verses begins. So let's go through the Bamarinia first, because you do not have this in the KJV. If you're looking at the Septuagint, you'll find this in the Septuagint, and of course, in the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, of Kedemah, behind the Selassie, you'll find these verses. So take note, these verses, these three verses, are found in the Septuagint, and they are also found in the Royal Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, but they're not found here in the KJV. So take note, pay attention. So here we pick up right here, which says, all turned aside together, all have rebelled together, all have become useless or corrupt or rekes, so cheap and devalued, right? Cheapened, right? Of greatly, vastly less value. There is none doing that which is good. No, there's none doing that which is truly charitable. Now here, we have it in, this is the additional verses right here. It says, Beduro, Beduro wa Turgum, Bicha, Yemigen, in the older, the more ancient, right, versions. This is what is found here, Guroacho, Guroacho, Yetekafeta Mekaverno. Bem la sacho shenegelu, ka kinferacho betache ye ebab merzale, afacho mergemina merarana tamol toal, demina le mafsesa gracho fetano, tefatina gusukulina bemengedacho ale. Yes, Lamin Menged Alawekuatimna, Exiavi Herin Mefrat, Be Ainacho Fit Yellem. These verses, these three verses. So these three verses from verse 3, right, are between verse 3 and 4, thus making the totality to 10 verses, both in the Royal Amharic Bible, the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, as well as the LXX, but not found within some of the later versions of the Masoretic, and also not found in the KJV translation. So in these verses right here, let's go through these verses right here. We have Guruacho. So this will be the fourth verse in the Royal Amharic Bible right here, the fourth verse. So that might throw off ones, but we're going to go through this basically right here and just pick up also in the reason in the forward. So this verse here, Kuter, this is the Ethiopic as well as the Septuagint, Kuter verse Arat, verse 4. Guruacho yetekafeta mekaverno, bemelasacho shenegelu. Guruacho, their throat, yetekafeta, open mekavera, open grave, burial place, an open burial place their throat is. Guruacho, yetekafeta mekaverno, bemelasacho shenegelu, and with their tongue they flatter with their tongue, be Milasacho, bemilasacho, milas, the milas, the tongue. Bemilasacho, shenegelu. They flatter with their tongue. Their throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongues, they have used deceit. Another way of bringing it out, they have used deceit. Kuter Amis, verse 5. Kirkin Ferracho, betach. Under their lip, ka kinferacho betach, ye ibab, serpent, ye ibab, merz, poison, alle. There is the poison of serpent under their lips. ከኪን ፍራቾ በታቻ የባመርዛል አፋቾ their mouth murgemin cursing and mararan and bitterness to mortual is full of their mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. So here we have the fifth verse in the HSV, Haile Selassie version, as well as in the LXX, the Septuagint. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Kuter Sedist, verse 6. Demina lemafses gracho fetano tefatina gusukulina bemengedacho alle yeslamina mengeda lawekuatimina ekeziaviherin mefrat be oinacho fit yelle. So here in this third of these three verses, not found in the KJV and in the Masoretic, but found in the Septuagint, the Royal Amharic, the Ethiopic, and various other scriptures. This verse here reads that their feet are swift to shed blood. Their feet, demin blood lemafses to shed, demin lemafses blood to shed, igracho, their feet fetan, swift they are. Tefatina gusukulina. Destruction and misery are in their ways. Destruction, tefatina, gusukulina, guskulina, and misery. Bemen gedacho alles in their ways. Yeslamin menged alawekuatimina in the way of peace, of salam. Yes, salamin menged, the way, menged, the way of salam. Yes, salamin menged, alawekuatimina. They don't know her. They don't know her. They're ignorant to her. They're ignorant to the way of peace. Yes, salamin menged, alawekuatimina. Egeziavi herina mefrat, be'aynacho fit yellem. The fear, the reverence of a gziyav, the sustainer, the good, generous Ab, gziyav herin mefrat be'aynacho before their in their eyes, before the eyes, the aynacho feet in the eye sight, yel is not in their eyes, in their eyesight, in the way of viewing the reality, in the way of peace, they have not known, and there is no fear, no reverence of a gziavia, the sustainer, before their eyes. So these particular verses is interesting because as we compare with the New Testament and the words of the Apostle Paul, it seems as though Paul quoted these very words right here within the New Testament. I think it's Romans, I think chapter 3, but we'll get to the exact quote as we go forward, these particular verses, when he quoted this particular psalm. So this leads many of us to say that the Septuagint, or that which was the Septuagint, was read in the time of Moshiach, as well as the time of the apostles. But let's write up with the fulfillment of today's daily psalm. Now, those verses in the Royal Amharic would cause the numbering, right, to change right there. But just keeping consistent right here, we're going to pick up with the KJV and with the, we could say, the known verse 4. As you have it in the King James Version, let's continue right here with verse 4. Kuter Arat, HSV, Haile Selassie Version, and the KJV, King James Version, side by side. Hizbein inda njera yemibelu, chat iat yemisaru hullu bewunnu ayawkumen, ekziyavi herinnim ait rutim. Have all the workers of iniquity, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people, Hizbain and then Jerayami Bellu, who eat up my people like bread, Khatiyat Yamisaru, those who do Khatiyat, those who do Akari, sin, Khatiyat Yamisaru Hulu, all. Do all the ones who do Akari, Benwunu, truly, Ayaukumen, don't they know? Don't they know? Benwunu, Ayaukumen, Benwunu, Ekziabi Hernim, I Tarutim. And call not upon Ekziavir, upon the sustainer, upon the good, the generous Ab. Guter, Amis, verse 5. Bezia, betalak ferhat, ijikferu, Ekziavir, bez arikana tu lidzenawina. Bezia, Zeya betalak afarhata ijikfaru. Zeya were they in great fear. Zeya, bezia betalak afarhat ijikfaru. Ekziavi herin bez arikan te ulid zen novena. For Ekziavi her sustain the good, the generous of, is in the generation of the righteous, be sadikan tulid, the generation be sadikan tulid, zen nawunna. Kuteramis, kuter sedis, verse 6. Yedehochinna mekara safaracho, exiavi hergina tesfachono. Yedehochinna mekara safaracho. You have shamed. The counsel of the poor, because Ekziavir sustaining the good, the generous, Tesfachono. KJV says his refuge, Tesfa, his hope, his expectation, Ekziavir again, but the sustainer, Tesfachono, is his expectation, his anticipation, his hope, his refuge. Guter, verse 7. Katsiona medchanitin lesrael manisetal. Ekziavir yehizgun merkoa bemelese gize. Ya ikov desilawal. Israel nem haset yadergal. Haset yadergal. Oh, that the salvation of Israel, of Israel, will come out of Zion. Katsion amed chanitin al Israel. Manisatal. Oh, that the medchanit, the salvation, the saving, the medicine, the healing, Katsion from Zion, Katsion medchanitin leIsrael, for Israel. Man Yisrael, who will give medicine from Zion for Yisrael, Ekziavir, the sustainer, Yehizbuna merkob melesegizei. When Ekziavir, the sustainer, bringeth forth the captivity of his people, return, Ekziavir, Yehizbuna merkob melesegizei. When Ekziavir turneth the captivity, when he turneth, or more better bringing out, they say, bringeth back, but when he turneth the captivity, Ekziavir yehizbun merko, bemelese gizeh, Yaakov desilawal, Yaakov, Jacob shall rejoice, Yaakov desilawal, Israelim haset yadergal, Israelim haset yadergal, haset, Yadargal will rejoice, Jacob and Israelim, Haset Yadargal will be glad.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jell of the gates of Zion, more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? O
መዝሙር 13 በቅንፍ 14 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር ሰነፍ በልቡ አምላክ የለም ይላል በሥራቸው ረከሱ ጎሰቆሉ በጎ ነገርን የሚሰራ የለም የሚያስተውል እግዚአብሔርንም የሚፈልግ እንዳለ ያይ ዘንድ እግዚአብሔር ከሰማይ የሰው ልጆችን ተመለከተ ሁሉ አመጹ ባንድነትም ረከሱ በጎ ነገርን የሚሰራ የለም አንድስ እንኳን የለም ጉሮሯቸው የተከፈተ መቃብር ነው በመላሳቸው ሸነገሉ ከከንፈራቸው በታች የእባብ መርዝ አለ አፋቸው መርገምንና መራራን ተሞልቷል ደምን ለማፍሰስ እግራቸው ፈጣን ነው ጥፋትና ጉስቁልና በመንገዳቸው አለ የሰላምን መንገድ አላወቁትምና እግዚአብሔርን መፍራት ባይናቸው ፊት የለም ህዝቤን እንደ እንጀራ የሚበሉ ኃጢአት የሚሰሩ ሁሉ በእውኑ አያውቁምን እግዚአብሔርንም አይጠሩትም በዚያ በታላቅ ፍርሃት እጅግ ፈሩ እግዚአብሔር በጻድቃን ትውልድ ዘንድ ነውና የድሆችን ምክር አሳፈራቸው እግዚአብሔር ግን ተስፋቸው ነው ከጽዮን መድኃኒትን ለእስራኤል ማን ይሰጣል እግዚአብሔር የሕዝቡን ምርኮ በመለሰ ጊዜ ያዕቆብ ደስ ይለዋል እስራኤልም ሐሴት ያደርጋል
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Let
them listen, Jaja. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords. Conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Psalm 14. The fool hath said in his heart, There is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call not upon the Lord. There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Shall be glad.
מזמור י"ד למנצח לדוד אמר נבל בליפו אין אלוהים השחיתו התעיבו עלילה אין עושה טוב אדוני משמיים השקיף על בני אדם לראות היש משכיל דורש את אלוהים הכל שר יחדיו נאלחו, אין עושה טוב, אין גם אחד. הלא ידעו כל פועלי אבן, אוכלי עמי אכלו לחם, אדוני לא קראו, שם פחדו פחד, כי אלוהים בדור צדיק. עצת עני תבישו, כי אדוני מחסנו. מי ייתן מציון ישועת ישראל, ושוב אדוני שבות עמו, יגל יעקב, ישמח ישראל.
Psalm 14. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad.
Shalom, today's daily psalms, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter order of Melchizedek. We have Psalm Yod Dalet, Psalm XIV, Psalm 14, from the Sefer Tehillim. Esteemed a corrupt world, esteemed folly and wickedness, folly and wickedness of man, and Soroch Kafat. Today's daily psalm, there are two lines of interpretation that have been applied to today's daily psalm, Psalm Yod Dalet, Psalm 14. There are many that understand it as a description of the hard lot of Yisrael in a godless world. Some interpret today's daily psalm along two lines. One of the lines is that it's a description of the hard lot of Yisrael, of Israel, in a godless world. On the other hand, others interpret today's daily psalm as depicting the fate of the righteous elements, the fate of the righteous elements in Israel amidst a scene of moral decadence and moral degeneration in the nation. Some adopt the former as a more probable view. Now, it should be noted that Psalm 14 is repeated in Psalm 53 with a few variations and a few variants. So we have today's daily psalm, the Yod Dalet, La Menatziah, Le David, for the chief musician of David. Amar Naval, Berlibo, Hein Elohim, He is Shechitu, Hita'ibu, Elil, Hein Osetov. The fool has said in his heart, Hein Elohim, there is no God. Hishachitu. They are corrupt. They are corrupt. They have dealt corruptly. AKJV reads, they are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. They have dealt corruptly. They have done abominably. There is none, hain or say told. There is none that doeth good. The fool has said in his heart, Amar Naval, Belibo, Ein Elohim, Hishachitu, Hita'ibu, Elil, Ein Oseh Tov, Yahuwah, Mia Shamaim, Hishakeif Al Bnei Adam. Liriot, Liriot, Liriot. Heyesh, Masakil, Doresh, et Elohim. He who be, we be, Yahuwah, Yahuwah. Look down, Jehovah, look down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek Elohim,
Elohim, Elohim, Elohim, Elohim, Elohim.
Hakol Sar, Yahdao, Ne'elahu, Ne'elahu. They are all going aside. They are all together become filthy. Ein Gam Achad, Ein Ose Tov, Ein Gam Echad, Echad. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none, no one, none that doeth good. No, not one. Here we have the Aleph, Beit, the Gimel. First three verses to get a basic foundation in today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Ethiopian Hebrews, Yod, Dalet. Here, getting a Hebrew foundation to today's daily psalm. We have the psalmist and I observing that the human race is morally, the moral corruption. Evildoers, they downpress Jah people. But the psalmist and I is confident in the victory, the salvation of his divine majesty, the victory of good over evil, confident of Jah's protection, and anticipating a day, oh, what a day, when Jah will vindicate Israel.
Israel.
And Jah will vindicate the Israel of but the fool, Amar Nabal, Belibo, Ein Elohim. The fool says in his heart, Amar Nabal, the fool. In the Hebrew, Nabal, the word Nabal, it connotes moral and not intellectual deficiency. Take note, pay attention. Fool, Hebraically, the Nabal, some say Naval, but properly pointed, the Nabal connotates moral foolishness and not intellectual deficiency. Moral deficiency and not intellectual deficiency. Take note. In Yeshaya, Isaiah 32 and 5, his conduct is described, the word is translated vile person. And that is its meaning right here. He or she is a person lacking in sense of honor, is a person lacking in a sense of decency, deliberately, willfully, even we can say with malice aforethought, preferring evil to the good, preferring the lie to the truth. Thus, Amar Naval. The fool says, Belibo, said in his heart, the heart, lib, or the lev, the lib, the leb, lib, Belibo, the heart. The heart is the seat of thought, Hebraically speaking. The Nabal had come to this definite conclusion. This, we could say, the Nabal's philosophy. Give us a teaching of his magic. We don't want the Nabal's philosophy. No devil or fools. This is the fool's philosophy. The fool, the Nabal, had come to this definite conclusion, which he made the ruling principle of his life, of his liberty. And what is that? Ein Elohim. Ein Elohim. Ein Elohim. There is no Elohim who observes human conduct and distinguishes between the virtuous and the vicious, between the righteous and the ratchet. The fool has said in his heart, Ein Elohim, there is no Elohim. There is no, in that sense, justice. Elohim, Hebraically speaking, justice. There is no Elohim who observes the human conduct and distinguishes and discerns between the virtuous and the righteous according to the Nabal, according to the fool. There is no distinguishment between the righteous and the ratchet according to the fool. It's all the same, according to the full. Now we have Psalm 10, verse 4, also in Psalm 73, round about verse 11. This is why it next reads, Hishahitu, Hita'ibu, 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 Elila, 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 they have dealt corruptly, unrestrained by any sense of cognizance and recognition. Some say belief in Elohim, and Elohim, the true good, the true God, as the world's judge, Hashofet. Mankind, humanity in general, has and is growing utterly dissolute and degenerate. Yahuwah Mishamayim, He Shekef Al Bnei Adam. He who be who he be, look forth from heaven. Yahuwah Mishamayim, Hishkef Al Bnei Adam. Look forth from Shamayim, Mishamayim. Emphatically denying, therefore, the theory. We emphatically deny the theory of the Nabal, the theory of the fool, far from his point of view, from his abode, far from the foolish point of view, from his far-off abode, in Shamayim, Mishamayim, Elohim, he who be, we be, scrutinize the ways of men upon the earthly plane, to see, lirot, haesh, maskil, haesh, if there was any, to see if there was haesh, Yesh, to be, to exist. Hayesh, if there was any. Maskil, lirot, hayesh, maskil, to see if there was, any man of understanding that did seek, doresh et Elohim, that did seek after Elohim, a man of understanding who perceived the falsity of the theory, the falsity of the statement that Ain Elohim, that there is no Elohim. To seek after Elohim, that recognized there was an Elohim, and there is Elohim. There's a true good, there's a true God. Is there any? Doresh et Elohim? Seek after Elohim to act in a manner which would be in accord with his will. This is the verification that there was one and ones who seek after Elohim, who recognize the falsity of the theory, Ein Elohim. The fool, he says this where, Belibo, in his heart, in his the seat of his thought, his feeling and thinking, and he acts on that. Is there any that did seek Elohim, Doresh et Elohim? Hakol Sar Yachdal, Ne Elahu, Ein Oset Ov, Ein Gam Echad. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. So the fool says in his heart, the singular is used here in a collective and a representative. This is a case study. Representative sense. Case study right here. The fool, the Nabal. Nabal, Amar, Nabal, Belibo. Pay attention. Case study. Representative sense. Although the singular is used here, it's used in a collective and a representative sense. The typical fool, Nabal, Hebraically here, is envisioned and is seen, Chabarim. There is no Elohim. An interesting statement, indeed. The statement is most likely not a philosophical assertion that Elohim does not exist. That's not the Hebraic view, that Elohim does not exist. But rather, there's a confident affirmation that Elohim is unconcerned or will not take any concern about how men live morally and ethically. Psalm 10. Verses 4 and 11 brings that out even more. Thus, they act corruptly. They make a deed evil. They act with corruption. They act corruptly, and they make a deed evil. He shachitu, he ta'ibu. Alila. The verbs, they describe the typical behavior of the ratchet, of the wicked. The subject of the plural verbs is the sons of men, the B'nai, Adam. Because Yahuwah Mishamayim, he shekef, he looked down, he looked forth, he scrutinized. Al B'nai Adam. So we have the B'nai Adam, the sons of Adam, here from verse 2. The entire human race is characterized as being in a fallen state, or biblically, scripturally speaking, a sinful state, a fallen state, right? Awful behavior. This practical atheism. There's a practical atheism that HaTorah and Jah is concerned with. Not if just one says that, oh, there's no God, but if one acted according as though this is their practice, that there is no Elohim, living as if there is no Elohim who will hold them accountable for their actions. See, this makes them fools, and fools indeed. Fools indeed. Pay attention. For one of the earmarks of folly is to fail to anticipate the long-range consequences of one's behavior. So thus, the context of this brings us to this word, ain or say, ain none, or say, or say, or say, to do, ain or say tov, or say tov, a do of good, ain, there's none, ain or say tov, there's no doer over that. Doer of good, 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 doer of good.
የሚያይነን አየነው የሰማነን አወቅነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤልሮሂም 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 ኤልሮሂም
On this trip, the Emperor of Ethiopia saw more of Canada than many Canadians see who have lived here a lifetime. He met our people, and they took him to their hearts. He traveled our vast railway system and flew aboard our planes. At Expo 67, he bore gracefully the efforts of the crowds who wanted to get closer to him. What was he really like, this last remaining emperor in the world? This tiny, bearded man who pricked the conscience of the world before the League of Nations in 1936? Despite his diminutive size, I had the feeling I was talking with a giant among men. His eyes twinkle, but they pierce at the same time. You get the feeling that he knows what you're thinking before you speak. He continually pats the little dog, always at his side, and you feel he must be kind. You feel that your presence must be an interruption and an imposition, but he shows only interest and goodwill. As I prepared to leave after what was, I found out later, the first personal radio interview he ever granted, he stood up and prepared to shake hands before I had a chance to get to my feet. What was he like? I'd say he was regal.
Hello.
So here, Midrash on today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Dalet. Psalm 14, Psalm XIV, Mizmor Yod Dalet, Yod Dalet. For the leader, a psalm of David. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Hear. Opening verse of today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Dalet. Lamnatseyach Litawi Amar Naval Bitlibo Ein Elohim. For the leader, the chief musician, the overcomer, Lamnatseyach of David, Litawi Amar Nabal Bitlipo Ain Elohim. The fool has said, Amar Nabal. Amar, to say, has said Amar Nabal. Nabal, ancient Hebrew, Nabal, modern Hebrew, Naval. Amar Naval. Amar Nabal. The fool, the Nabal, have said, Bitlipo. Bitlibo, in libo, in his heart, bitlibo, ain, not, there is no ain, Elohim, Ein Elohim. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination, what scripture says elsewhere, even in Yirmeyahu, in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 10, where it reads, I, the Lord, search the heart, I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways. Yirmeyahu, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 10. Ani Yehowa Choker Lev Bochein Ke Layot Ve Lateta Leish Ki Derako Ki Derakayo. I Ani Yehowa, He who be who he be, Ani Yehowa, search the heart, Choker Lev, search the heart, Choker Lev. I try the reins. Bochein k'layot. Bochein k'layot. K'layot, the kidneys, the reins. Bochein k'layot. Even to give every man according to his ways. With lateta, to give. With lateta, to give. Le'ish, to every ish. To each, for each. The man. With lateta le'ish. Ki derako. As according to his ways, ki derakayo, ani Yehowa choker lev, bochein kalayot, willateta leisha kia derako, ki derakayo. Of all the parts of the body, why does Scripture single out only the heart and the reins? Why does the Scripture only single out the lev, the heart, kalayot? Kalayot, and the rain, kulalit, kalayot. Because the eyes go astray after the heart, as implied in the verse, even the verse from Bamidbar, from Numbers chapter 15, verse 39, that reads, after your own heart and your own eyes, after that ye all used to go astray. Lo tatoru achrei le bavikem, we achrei aynekem, asheratem zonim achreihem. And that ye that y'all go not about after your own heart and your eyes. Lo tatoru achrei le bavikem, we achrei aynekem. After that, ye used to go astray, y'all used to go a-hoeing, y'all used to go a-whoring. Asher atem zonim achreihem. Ulo tatoru achreya levavikem, we achrei aynekem. Asher atem zonim achreihem. After your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye, y'all used to go a-whoring. Go astray, go a-whoring, zonim, zonim, achreihem. Because the ears, and for that matter, all 248 parts of the body go astray after the heart. And the heart moves to satisfy itself only upon the impulse of the reins. Therefore, in this verse, Scripture mentions only the heart and the reins, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be He, searches the heart, the lev, and tries the kilayot, the reins, the kidneys. Thus, like this, when David said, even in 1 Chronicles 28 and 9, and thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, the Elohim of thy father, and serve him with a whole heart and with a willing mind. For Yahweh Jehovah searcheth all hearts. What did he mean by all hearts? He meant the two hearts, and the two inclinations. The heart that is evil by reason of the evil inclination, the Yetzer Hara'a, and the heart, the Lev, that is good by reason of the good inclination, the Yetzer Hatov. Another comment on I, the Lord, search the heart. Another comment on Ani Yehovah Choker Lei. Ani Yehovah Choker Lei. Another comment. When the wicked, the ratchet, says in their hearts, quote, we shall devise evil in our hearts, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since the Holy One, blessed be He, cannot know, as though such a thing were conceivable. What is in our heart? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, says to them, seek you to hide from me, to hide from I? Is it not written of the likes of you, the likes of y'all, even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 29 and 15? Woe to them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark. And they say, who seeth us, and who knoweth us? Hoy, Hama el Mekei, me Yehovah, La satira is ah, we haya be machshaka ma esayhem. Why omru mi roenu u mi yodainu? Woe yo, woe to them. Hoi, that seek deep to hide their counsel from Yahuwah, from Jehovah. Hoi, ha ma et mekim me Yahuwah la satira is ah. And their works are in the dark. Wihaya be machshak ma isayhem. And they say, Wayomru mi roenu, who seeth us, who seeth I and I, who seeth us, mi roenu, and who knoweth us, who knoweth I and I, who knoweth us, umi yodainu, umi yodainu. Hoi, ha ma et mekeima me Yehovah, la satira aitza, with haya be machishaka ma esayhem. Wayomru, mi roenu, umi yodainu. Because you liken the potter's clay to the potter, the plant to the planter, you think that I am like you. Surely, your turning of fangs, your turning of things, your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. Hear, Yeshayahu, Esaias, chapter 29, next verse, 29:16. Hafikakem, him, kechomera, hayotera, yehasheba. Oh, your perversity. Hafikakem, oh, your perversity. Shall the potter be esteemed as the clay? Rav Lewi, Levi taught, what parable fits here? What proverb, mashal, fits here? That of an architect who built a city, making secret chambers and hiding places in it, and then was made governor of the city. When he set out to catch thieves in the city, they ran off and sought to hide themselves within the hiding places. Thereupon he said, fools, would you hide yourselves from me? From I am he who built the city. I am also he who knows all the secret chambers and the way in and the way out of the hiding places. Better than any one of y'all. Likewise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, says to Harasha, the ratchet, the fine. Fools, would you hide wicked, ratchet counsel in your heart from me, from I? I am He who made man, and so I know all the inner recesses and secret chambers within Him. Hence here it is said, even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, chapter 29, verse 15, woe to them that seek deep to hide their counsel from Jehovah, from He who be who He be. Hoi, hama et mekeim, me Yehovah, la satira aita. Rav Yeremiah, Jeremiah taught, indeed, scripture says, labyrinthine above all things is the heart, and man being desperately wicked, says, Who would suspect? Hear, 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 Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. Of old, Hale, Mikol, Anush, who? Me, Ayedainu. The heart is deceitful above all things. Akov, Halev, Mikol. Or labyrinthine above all things is the heart. Akov, Halev, Mikol. Or Akov, Halev, Mikol. Deceitful, deceitful, labyrinthine above all things is the heart. Deceitful, the heart. Akov, Halev, Mikol from all. With Anush, who? And he and it exceeding weak. With Anush, who? Me, Yedainu, who can know it? Me, Yedainu. Akoba Hale, Mikol, with Anush, who? Me, Yedainu. And goes on to say, I, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, search the heart. I try the reins. Ani Yahuwah Choker Lev Bochein Kutlayot. That is, I am he who searches the heart, who tries the reins, and who reveals the secret places. I be he who be who ye be. Ani Yahuwah, who searches the heart, who tries the reins, the kidneys, the kutlayot, and who reveal the secret places. As Daniel says, God revealeth the deep and secret things. Even in Daniel chapter 2 verse 22, Elohim revealeth the deep and secret things.
Stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this
blaspheme.
Another comment here. Today's psalm is more Yod Dalet. Amara Nabala Bilibo Ein Elohim. The fool has said in his heart, there is no Elohim. Amara Nabal Bilibo. The fool, the Nabal, has said in his heart, Bilibo. That is Harasha, the ratchet, are ruled by what is in their heart. Thus it is written, the fool has said in his heart, Amar Nabal Bilibo. Esau said in his heart, in Bereshit, Genesis 27, verse 41, Jeroboam said in his heart, Libo, in 1 Kings, chapter 12, verse 26, Haman said, Libo, in his heart, in Esther 6 and 6, so too Nebuchadnezzar was told, even in Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 13, thou saidest in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. And what happened to him? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven. O King Nebuchadnezzar, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken. The kingdom is departed from thee. The kingdom is departed from the eye. Even here in Daniel chapter 4, verse 28. Hence, here it is said, Amar Nabal Belibo, the fool, the Nabal, have said Belibo in his heart. And Esau said in his heart Belibo, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 27, verse 41, let the days of mourning for my father be at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob. What was he scheming? He said, quote, for me to slay my father is not the way to gain my end. Instead, I shall tell my father's brother Ishmael, that he slay my father, while I will slay my brother Yaakov, Jacob, so that Ishmael, and I together will possess the world. End quote. And thus he spoke to Ishmael, but Belibo in his heart, in his lib, Belibo in his heart, Esau said, quote, after Ishmael has slain Abi, my father, and I have slain Achi, my brother, I will fall upon Ishmael, and will slay him also, and then I alone, all one, shall possess the world. Accordingly, the verse in the Psalms, in Psalm, reads, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no Elohim. Amar Nabal Belibo, Ain Elohim. Here today's Psalm is Moriod Dalei, Psalm 14, Hebraically the first verse. But Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be, he exposed him, according to Obadiah chapter 1, verse 6. How are the fangs of Esau searched out? How are his hidden fangs sought up? Eich nechepesu Esau, nivua matabunayo. How is Esau searched out? Eich nechepesu Esau. How are his hidden places sought out? Nivua matabunayo. Thus, like this scripture says, even in Jeremiah 49 and 10, Aramis says, but I have made Esau bear. I have uncovered his secret places. But I have made Esau bear. I have uncovered his secret places. Ki ani chasapetia eta Esau. Gileti eta mia setarayo. But I have made Esau bear. Ki ani chasafti. I have made bear. Ki ani chasafti eta Esau. I have made Esau bear. Gileti. I have uncovered eta mia sitarayo. I have uncovered his secret places. Mia sitarayo. Mia sitarayo. His mysteries. His secret places. Gileti. Eta nisitayo. Ki ani chasafti eta Esau. Gileti eta nisitayo. I have uncovered his mysteries. By that is meant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, said to Esau, to Esau, quote, I know what thou saidest in thy heart. So too when Ezekiel declared to Esau's descendants, according to Hezekiel, Ezekiel 35 and 10, thou hast said, these two nations and these two countries shall be mine, and we will possess it. Ya'ana emarika eta shnei hagoyi ve'eta shiteya ha'eratzot liya tehiyena we'arashanuha. Because thou hast said, Ya'ana, Emarka, these two nations, Eta Shnei Hagoyi, and these two countries with Eta Shitei Ha'eratzota, shall be mine, Li, Tehiyenaha, and we, will possess it, and we will possess her. We are Rasha Nuha. Yaana Marka Eta Shineha Goyimwe Eta Shitea Hai Ratsotalia Tihiena. We are Rasha Nuha. It may be asked, who made known to Yechezekel? Yechezekel, Ezekiel, to Ezekiel, what I saw, what Esau said, Belibo, in his heart. According to the full of the verse right here from Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 35, verse 10, it reads, why Yehovah Sham Haya, whereas Yahuwah, he who be who he be, was there. Why Yehovah Sham Haya, Jehovah who was there. Why Yehovah Sham Haya. A further comment on the fool has said in his heart. A further comment on Amar Nabal Belibo. It was Harasha, Esau, the wicked, the ratchet Esau, who said one thing with his mouth, but said another thing, Belibo, in his heart. He said Belibo in his heart, according to Bereishis, Genesis chapter 27, verse 41. Let the days of mourning for my father be at hand. But with his mouth he said to Abiel, his father, here am I, in Bereishis, Genesis chapter 27, verse 1. Accordingly, HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Ilo and Baruch Hu, blessed be he, said to him, O ratchet one, O wicked one, Rasha, in thy words to Abikah, to thy father, thy Ab, thou speakest in a tone of entreaty, saying to him, even in Bereishis, Genesis chapter 27, verse 38, hast thou but one blessing, my father, Abi? Yet, of such as Esau, it is said, even in the Mashal and Proverbs, Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 26, verse 25, when he speaketh fear, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Kia yechanein kollo, ala taimena ba'u, kia sheba'a to'evota be'libo, when he speaketh fear. Literally, maketh his voice gracious. Kia yechanein kolo. Kia yechanein kolo. Hebraically, literally, this phrase that is translated in KJV and elsewhere as speaketh fear. Hebraically is, maketh his voice gracious. Ki yechanein kolo. Ala taimen ba'u. Admit him not. Believe him not. Ala taimen ba'u. Al taimen ba'u. Believe him not. Why? For there are seven abominations. T for because Sheva Toebot. Sheva Toebot. Seven abominations. Belibo in his heart. And here a Midrash notes. The Hebrew, quote, speaketh in a tone of entreaty. Speaketh in a tone of mitachanein, mitachanein, a tone of entreaty, a gracious voice, a tone of entreaty, and speaketh fear, yechanein kolo, yechanein kolo. Literally, maketh his voice graceful. Chanein, yechanein, yechanein kolo, maketh kolo, his voice, yechanein, gracious. Are both derived from the same root. Hence, the commentator here in the Midrash concludes that Esau's tone of entreaty was really a sham, and that his intention, his yetzer, was to deceive, yetzer hara'a, to deceive Abiyo, his father, all along. Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Almighty, Ha'elohim, said of him, all things that I hate, he loves, as is said even in Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 6 and 16. These six things doth Jehovah hate. Yea, seven are an abomination to him. Sheshahina, Sanei Yehovah, Wishava'a To'evota Nasho. There are six things that he who be the Yahuwah, that Jehovah hated. Sheish, hey, nah, Sanei Yahuwah, yay, seven that are an abomination to him. With Shabbat, to evot nafsho. Hear, 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 Hebraically right here. With Shabbat, to evot nafsho. And seven, an abomination, his soul. And seven, or the seventh, and seven, abomination. To evot, abominations. As a sense of abominations, to'evot, with Shirah, to'evot nafsho, and the seventh, or seven, an abomination to him, to his soul, to the divine nature, the nature of natures, the divine nature, whose essence is holiness, kedusha, kedushina, islandness, set apartness, sheshachina, Sanei Yehovah, with Shabbat to'evot nafsho. And also, where the translator has abomination, the Hebrew is to'evot, to'eba, 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 abomination, to'evot, to'evot, abomination, with Shabbat to'evot nafsho. And seven, abominations is soul, abominations is soul, nafsho. And other comment on Amar Nabal Bilibo, the Nabal, the fool, have said Bilibo in his heart. Hakadosh Baruchu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Harasha, to the ratchet, the wicked, because you contrive wicked schemes in your heart, I shall call your heart and only your heart to account. As is said even in Psalm 37, he read the 15th verse. The sword shall enter into their own heart. Harbam atavo belibo. The sword, harbam. The harab, harbam. The sword, harbam tavo. Shall enter, shall go in, tavo. She shall go in, tavo. Harbam tavo belibam, belibam. Into their own heart, into their heart. Harbam matavo belibo, belibam, belibam. Harbam matavo belibam. Another comment on the fool, the Nabal, have said belibo in his heart. Nabal, Hebraically Nabal, the fool, refers to Harasha, Esau, the wicked, the ratchet Esau. Why was he called Nabal? Rav Yehuda, Judah, explained in the name of Rav Shmuel, Samuel, because he filled the whole earth. He filled the whole earth with obscenity, with obscenity. Nabalut, Nabalut. Everywhere he set up thrones for Elohim, other gods, Elohim Acharim, who are no more than thrones, Elohim, refuge, refuges for deities who are mere refuse. Refuse, ribald theaters, and bloody circuses. And here, here, Midrash note, next to bloody circuses, temples for idolatry, temples for idolatry, i.e. bloody circuses. But Rav Huna said, Esau, Esau was called Nabal because he filled the earth with Yisrael's, Israel's corpses, Niblat. Nibalat, as is said even in Psalm 79 verses 1 to 2. O God, the dead bodies, Nibalat, of thy servants have, the heathen, given to be food to the birds of the heavens. Mizmor, Mizmor, Ein 8, Ein 8, Psalm 79. Mizmor le Asaf, a psalm, a chant of Asaf. Elohim ba'u goyim, be nachlateka. Imueta hekala kadesheka, samueta Yerushalayim aleim, natnueta niblata evadeka, maikala leofa hashemayim. O Elohim, the heathen, the goyim, are come into thine inheritance. Elohim ba'u goyim benachlateka, they have defiled thy holy, thy Isla temple. Imueta hekala kadesheka. They have made Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, into heaps. Samu et Yerushalayim aleim. They have given the dead bodies of thy servants to be food to the fowls of the heaven. Natnu et niblata evadeka. Ma'ikala le'of hashamayi. Rav Abba said, Isa was called Nabal because he was an ugly man. Minwal. Nevertheless, he set up images of himself even at the doorway of the harlot and at the doorways of privies and bathhouses. Accordingly, it was said to him, even in Jeremiah 49 and 16, thine image has deceived thee and the pride of thine heart. Tiafilatatika hishia otak zidona libeka. Thy terribleness hath deceived thee, has deceived the eye. Tiafilatatika hishi otak, even the pride, zidon of thy heart, libeka. Tiafilatatika hishi otak zidona libeka. Rav Yaakov, Jacob said, Nabal, because there will come a time in Iowa, there will come a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will make Esau's sons fall like unripe fruit, nobelet, that drop from the tree. As it is said, even in Psalm 18, verse 46, Hebraically, the sons of the stranger shall drop like unripe fruit. The sons of the stranger shall drop like unripe fruit. Bnei nekara yibol ve'yachrekua mi'amisigrotehem. Or hear, the sons of the stranger fade away and come trembling out of their close places. Bnei nekara yibol ve'yachrekua mi'amisigrotehem. Rav Yudan said the name of Rav Shimon Simon, Nabal is the same as Laban. Nabal is the same as Laban. One is an anagram of the other. Nabal, the Nun Beit Lamed, and Laban, the Lamed Beit and Nun, or the NBLLB and a mirror image of one another. But also, even as Laban was a deceiver, so a Nabal is a deceiver. Of such men, Shlomo Solomon said, even in Proverbs 12 and 20, deceit is in the heart of them that devise evil. Deceit is in the heart of them that devise evil. Mirma belev horshe ra'a. Deceit, mirma, is in the heart of them, belev, that devise horshe evil, ra'a. Mirma belev horshe ra'a. But the conclusion of the verse, it speaks of the righteous Hatzadik saying, to the counselors of peace is joy. To the counselors of peace is joy. Even here, Mishlei Shlomo, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 20. Proverbs 12, 20. Ula yo'itzei shalom simcha, but to the counselors of shalom, of peace, is simcha, is joy. Mirma belev horshe ra'a. Ula yo'itzei shalom simcha. To whom shall peace be given? To Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, of whom it is said even in Psalm 29, Hebrew 11th verse, the Lord will bless his people with peace. Yahuwah yibarek et amo bashalom. Jehovah, he be Yahuwah yibarek, will bless yibarek et amo, his people, bashalom, with peace in shalom. Yahuwah yibarek et amo bashalom. Bashalom, bashalom, bashalom,
bashalom. Psalm 14. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad, 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 shall be glad.
My next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
Thank you. down crying when you came wild. Don't matter.